You're listening to Weekday on 94.9 KUOW Seattle. I'm Marcy Silman. Are you old enough to remember the Gidget movies about a young California girl that wants to surf with the boys at Malibu? That movie popularized the sport of surfing, and it sent tens of thousands of people out to ride the waves and bask in the sunshine. That's what happens when you surf in places like Southern California or Hawaii. But surfers are everywhere that you find waves, including off the coasts of Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. Is Northwest surfing the same sport as surfing in the warm tropical waters? Or are Northwest surfers a tougher breed? Joining us to talk about Northwest surfing this hour are Bobby Arzadon. He's owner and founder of Perfect Wave Surf Shop in Kirkland. Also longboard surfer and Olympia resident Eric Fleming. Thanks both of you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, Marcy.
I know, Bobby, you actually started surfing not here, but in those warm tropical waters, right?
Yeah, I grew up on Kauai. My dad found a surfboard floating in the ocean. He was a deep sea fisherman and brought the board home. It was kind of dinged up. He fixed it with some boat resin and
gave it to you?
Thrown me out in the deep ocean and just kind of started on my own, you know.
Well, Eric, how old were you when you learned how to surf?
I didn't learn to surf until I was about 23 or 24.
You didn't come upon a board floating in the ocean, I take it?
No, actually, I came upon a board that was for sale at a bus stop in San Francisco when I was there to help drive a friend's car up the coast. And I figured, well, driving up the coast, it might be nice to have a board. We'll give it a try.
You just put that board in the water and tried to surf?
I grew up skateboarding, and
I
so I had a concept.
A concept of it. Well, the one thing that strikes me would be hard, and I have never tried this, is that you have to get somehow from your stomach up to standing up. That seems, while the water is moving you on a board, that
right.
Seems like that would be the hard part.
They call that the pop-up. That's what you try to do. You try to snap to your feet.
Snap to your feet.
Right, snap to your feet, right over that center line, you know, and all the lessons I teach them to snap to your center of gravity, just right in the middle of the board, you know.
Uh-huh.
Bend your knees.
How hard is that?
Well, it's easier to do in your living room where I tell you to practice it.
When you're not on the water.
You're right, or if you're in my shop, I draw a straight line down the middle or put a piece of tape and you know, tell them to practice snapping your line over this line, or your feet over the line, and it's always easier inside than once you get on the wave. You know, it's harder to concentrate.
So up here, the water is not warm. So what do you wear normally now that you've learned you need a wetsuit? You wear a wetsuit, right?
Yeah, they have different thicknesses. And so I use two different suits, one for the warmer months that's a little bit thinner and then a thicker one in the winter.
How cold is the water in the winter?
I remember checking Marine website once and seeing that it was 45 degrees.
Yeah. It's usually in the mid-40s, mid to low-40s in the winter.
Whoa. So. That seems like something that would maybe give you hypothermia.
Yeah, it can get up to 60s during the summer and fall and spring months, so that's considered warm for us.
How different is it when the water is 45 degrees or 60 degrees as opposed to 74 degrees?
Well, it's a lot different in several ways. Especially here. I mean, the cold is one aspect. You just need to be prepared for the cold no matter what you're doing. You just need to have the right gear. But up here, there's an extra factor that other cold places maybe don't have as bad as we do. We have really terrible water conditions. You know, the cold is probably one of your least problems surfing in the Northwest. You want to be careful about the severe tides and currents, because the Coast Guard uses the Northwest for training, which is where they trained, you know, worldwide for rescues.
Rescues. So what would make you want to surf in it then?
Well,
it's fun.
It's
yeah,
fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Okay. What makes it fun, Eric?
Well, it's hard to say. It's one of those things that you can't maybe pin down, but the sensation of gliding along on top of water effortlessly, it's pretty amazing.
Well, how often do you get a perfect wave or get that ride, that feeling?
In Washington?
Yeah.
Well, once in a lifetime. They don't come along very often around here. The conditions, like Bobby was saying, are a little more sketchy than in other places.
This is Weekday on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman, and we're talking about surfing this hour. And specifically, we're talking about surfing in the Pacific Northwest with Bobby Arzadon, owner and founder of Perfect Wave Surf Shop in Kirkland, and Olympia resident. I think you live in Olympia, Eric Fleming. And he is a longboard surfer. Steve in Seattle, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm 54. I've been surfing since I've been 16, and used to sleep on the beach in Santa Cruz. And I'd just like to suggest that surfers are optimists. You know, we're sitting there looking to the horizon, looking to the future, in essence, and try to place ourselves in the best position to meet what the future holds.
So you're going to do it, and you don't think about the bad parts?
Well, anyone who's been surfing for any time has had a tumble or maybe hit a reef or something like that, and you just try to stay out of those bad places.
Have you surfed in the Northwest?
Yeah, I was just over in Westport a couple of weeks ago, but that was just after having gotten back from Kauai. And
it was a shock, huh?
And that's why I keep a board in Kauai.
I see. So what's the difference to you between surfing Hawaii and surfing Washington?
Well, this last June, I was in the water as the full moon was going down and the sun was coming up, and I was dressed in a swimsuit. And you're greeted by some really nice people in... It's a totally different go-out than putting on a wetsuit and getting chilled to the bone.
Yeah, everything's a lot more hardcore in the Northwest. You'll find out.
What I'd also like to just suggest is the leash that we all now wear is the worst and the best thing that's ever happened to surfing. The leash is the thing that holds your ankle on a string to the end of the board, and it's convenient that it keeps the board right there for you, especially when you fall. But it also gets people out in the water who maybe don't belong. You know, back when I was 16, you were either paddling out or swimming after your board.
Huh. Well, thanks for bringing that up. A leash is it's like a little safety device, isn't it, Bobby?
Yep, it's just called a surf leash, and it's attached to your ankle and hooked to the board, like you said. And it's just kind of a safety thing so you don't get stuck out in the water, you know.
So is it encouraging people who maybe aren't ready to get out there and surf?
No, I think people would surf no matter what. I mean, I'd surf if I had to carry a bowling ball with me, you know? I mean, it's...
It's that addictive, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, out here, a leash is extra important because a lot of the breaks are so far out. And at the water temperatures you're at, if you lose your board... You could be in real danger.
Breaks meaning where the waves are actually...
Right, it's a long paddle. It could be, some spots are up to a quarter to a half a mile out. So, you know, it's not where if you lose your board, you can just swim in. So, you know, the Coast Guard does, you know, about close to a dozen rescues a year, rescuing people who have been either lost their board or sucked out to sea or washed up on the rocks or something, you know. So it's always...
There's an element of danger is what you're telling me.
Yeah, it's always in the back of everybody's mind, you know. But when you're out having fun, you forget about stuff. You know, you forget your way out there. You forget how cold it is. You forget there's not anyone around.
We're joined now by Jenny Stewart, who is founder and owner of Surf Sister Surf Surfing School, which is in Tofino, British Columbia. Jenny, thanks for being with us.
Hi.
Hi. How long have you been surfing?
Oh, I started when I was 13, and I'm 30 this year, so it's been quite a few years.
And I understand that Tofino and the area on the west coast of Vancouver Island is the spot in British Columbia for surfing.
Well, it happens to be the right spot because you can drive right to the beach.
Well, that makes it handy.
Most of the coastline is pretty inaccessible, so unless you have a boat or a helicopter, you can't get there.
I'm curious about women surfing. There was a movie out a couple years ago called Blue Crush, which was about female surfers. Is this a sport that more women are flocking to, or is it still pretty much a guy's thing?
Oh, it's definitely becoming really popular with women. I think they made the movie about us. That was exactly what has happened up here in Tofino. Just more and more girls getting in the water since I've started.
Well, what drew you to surfing?
Well, what else are you going to do when you live on the west coast of Vancouver Island in a small town and it rains 12 feet a year and there's surf every single day of the year? So I just decided, well, I'll grab a wetsuit and go out with my best friend, and she had three brothers who surfed, so we kind of learned from them.
Did they teach you, or did you copy them?
Oh, we copied them. They wouldn't give us the time of day. Follow them around, and they'd catch all the good waves and paddle around us and wouldn't tell us how to duck dive, but we had a great time.
And you kept doing it?
Kept doing it. Once I started surfing to be cool. When you're 13, you know, that's the cool thing, all the stickers and the surf clothes and everything. And I actually got hooked. So once you catch your first ride on the green, it's all over. All you want to do is surf every single day.
Right.
Do you surf every single day now?
I do surf every single day, except right now I'm pregnant, so I'm having a baby, and you can't
Congratulations.
Really surf when you have a big stomach.
Probably not. Your center of gravity is in a different place, isn't it?
Well, some people do it, but I've been surfing pretty much every single day that I can, except for the last 2 months.
Wow. So you were surfing while you were pregnant?
Yes, I was. I was in Baja and Hawaii twice, and also in California.
Well, so I'm curious, when women and girls come to you and want to learn how to surf, what is their biggest fear or their biggest question?
Well, the first thing they say when they walk into our store is that, well, my boyfriend tried to teach me, but it didn't work.
Huh.
And we just find that girls need kind of a gentler approach to surfing, and a lot more specific instruction. So we go into detail about the different parts of the surfboard and how the waves work and what's going to happen to them when the wave hits them, and exactly how to position themselves on the board in order to stand up and ride all the way in.
You know, in teaching, I find out that the women kind of learn faster.
Really?
Yeah, they learn faster, but the men stick with it longer.
Really?
So.
Women listen.
Women listen. They're, yeah, the guys are like, just give me the board and let me get going. Okay, enough talking. I need to get in there, you know. Where the women, their sense of balance seem to be better, and they are listening, and they're just, you know, they're just waiting for the next, you know, the next advice for what to do.
Takes a tough girl to stick it out. The guys can handle getting a wave and wave on the head.
Jenny Stewart, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jenny Stewart is founder and owner of Surf Sister Surf School in Tofino, British Columbia. I'd like to thank both of you and all of our callers. Thanks for being with us this hour.
Thank you, Marcy. Thank
Bobby Arzadon is owner and founder of Perfect Wave Surf Shop in Kirkland, and I'm assuming it's perfectwave.com.
Yep.
And Eric Fleming, a surfer. Have a good time.
Thank you.
This is Weekday.